Now DUZ Does brings you The Goldberg.
You, does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Loomis didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best.
That Does does everything.
You see, Mrs. Loomis was from Missouri, and, well, you just had to show her. Every wash day, she'd look at her big stack of clothes and say,
"Oh, I'd like to see anybody show me how to get this wash clean. Look at all those streaky bath towels. Dad's overalls. Does he wipe the machinery on them? Honestly, I must have a dozen rayon slips to bother with again. Oh, my wash is the limit."
And then this lady who didn't became a lady who does. Yes, someone finally showed Mrs. Loomis that does best. This new kind of soap does everything. For towels, Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For grimy work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. And for pretty colors, extra safety. Well, now Mrs. Loomis is showing everyone else.
Look at my towels, white as clouds. And did you ever see cleaner overalls? They're a snap with Does, so long, hard scrubbing.
Now Mrs. Loomis brags about those rayon slips. She found Does takes extra care of colors.
Look how much brighter they are. Say, this Does can't be beat. It does everything.
This new kind of soap is best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does outdid them all with the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. The morning after an eventful night often seems to have an air of unreality about it, as if time had really been suspended since the night before. And so it is at the Goldbergs' home this early morning. Molly and David, sitting over their coffee, are, in their thoughts, still back at the meeting the night before, reliving that moment when the constable stepped up to arrest Edward Reynolds. No one as yet, except perhaps Jake or Mike, has any idea on what evidence Mr. Reynolds was arrested. Was Elizabeth Neal found? Jake might know, but he's still asleep. And Mike hasn't returned from the constable's office where Reynolds was taken. Listen.
David?
Yeah?
You're in your bathrobe.
Well, if you're in your kimono, I'm in my bathrobe.
Huh?
Molly?
Yeah?
You don't think it's time yet to call Teresa?
No, it's too early, David. It's dawning yet. Should I spill you again?
No, I still got.
You sure you want to drink your coffee black?
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
Well, at least, Molly, irregardless of the excitement and the arrest of Mr. Reynolds, you at least are a councilwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Elected unanimously.
Unanimously, David.
I said it, no?
No.
Oh, excuse me. Nevertheless, you're a councilman. You know, it's the first time somebody in our family is a lawmaker.
Well, I hope I'll execute myself to my duty, to my extreme ability, Dave.
You will, Molly.
I hope so.
What are you doing?
I want to close this door. I don't want Jake to be disturbed.
What time did Jake come in?
What time? It was at least 3 o'clock in the morning. No sugar, David.
No sugar, no.
No.
In black coffee, I never take sugar.
No.
The chickens are stirring already, Molly. It's past dawning already. It's still too early to call, huh?
Yeah.
Jake didn't say anything further, only that you should call Teresa Fernandez.
That's all.
And you didn't ask questions?
How could I ask, David?
How could you ask? By asking, you could ask.
And Jake don't feel like answering questions so futile.
When Jake asked you to call Teresa, you didn't ask why?
I didn't have to ask. He told me.
So why are you making me ask?
I told you, David. Jake said to call Teresa Fernandez. Mr. Reynolds won't talk until he sees Teresa.
He wants to confess to her first, huh?
Evidently. Oh, your slipper, David. You lost your slipper.
Molly, I'm so nervous.
Oh, me too. Me too. So let me spill you again.
No, Molly, thank you. No more. I swallowed already 2 cups.
If Mike would come home, you could hear already everything that transpired.
What transpired, we know. A man was arrested for murder. How can you kill a person you loved once?
How can you take a living, breathing person and kill it all? Oh, and without a reason, David.
Mr. Reynolds had a reason, Molly. And if he is asking for Teresa, that's what he wants to tell her. It's not time to call yet?
No, David.
So drink your coffee.
I will, I am.
You're nervous, Molly.
Very, David, very. It's only after a thing happens at you that you see and understand what occurred. I shouldn't say understand. I used the wrong word. To understand the whys and wherefores of human behavior, David. Like only God can make a tree. That's only how he can understand. Oh, how much good and how much evil there is in people, David. It's too bad life is so short, David.
Why?
Because there's too much to learn in one life.
The desire to live leaves you with each page of knowledge, Molly. Believe me.
I don't think so, David. Knowledge is light.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
Well, to see is to know, and to know is to change what needs changing.
Not everyone wants to be a fixer, Molly. Hey, Molly, Molly. Would I like one day on earth after the alterations were finished?
Me too.
What do you think you would find, Molly? Angels on earth?
Maybe not angels with wings, David.
Don't be a dreamer, Molly. Dreams can be heavier and a burden that can bend your back too, Molly.
I don't think so, David. I have one belief, David.
Yeah?
I think if a man can be bad, he can also be good. I mean, if some can be bad and some good, then it's possible for all to be good.
Even Reynolds.
We were talking about the future, David. Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
You're walking with your feet?
I have my slippers on, Mom.
So close the door very gently, very gently. I don't want Papa to be disturbed or awakened.
What time did Papa get in?
Almost at dawning.
Did Mr. Reynolds confess?
I couldn't question Papa. I don't know.
Mr. Reynolds wants to speak to Teresa.
Who told you, Mom? Mike?
Mike didn't come home yet.
Well, when are you going to call Teresa, Mom?
When the morning advances a little.
You think it's too early?
I do.
Do you, Uncle David?
I don't, but Mama does.
I do, Rosalie. Go back here to bed and snooze yet a little.
I couldn't go to sleep now, Ma.
So should I spill you something?
Well, what are you drinking?
Black coffee.
Could I have a little black coffee, Ma?
You don't drink coffee white. How can you drink it black?
Just a little. Ma?
Yeah?
The sun is on the front lawn.
So?
Call, Molly.
It's too early, David.
Call before somebody else calls her.
Call before Mr. Newton calls, Ma. I'd rather that you told Teresa than anybody else. Don't forget, Ma, she was going to marry Mr. Reynolds. She knew all the things that people were saying about him, and yet she was going to marry him.
So how can I be the one to tell her that the man she loves is a...
You won't have to tell her, Molly. Mr. Reynolds wants to tell her.
What's the time?
The day is up already, Molly.
Maybe we'll wait.
It's the morning freight, Ma.
All right. Wait, but maybe I shouldn't call her. Maybe I'll walk over better.
You're waiting for Mike, no?
Yes.
You want me to get the number? I will, Ma.
I will. Oh, I didn't even call. It's ringing.
It's ringing here, Ma, for us.
Oh.
And so Jake will wake up.
Maybe it's Teresa, Ma.
Hello? Hello? Who?
Who?
Oh, good morning, Mike.
Mike?
You're still at the courthouse? Uh-huh. So what did you do there all night? What? Grilling? Oh, hey, poor Mr. Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. It's poor Mr. Reynolds, all right.
Shh, David. Michael, but from all the grill works to what? Huh?
What's the, huh?
Huh?
What's the,
no.
Huh?
No. No, not yet.
What, not yet?
I was just going to when you called, Michael. Your call came right in on the heels.
What, Molly? What and when, Molly? I'm also...
Please, Uncle David, shh.
Yeah.
Everybody has a bill of rights. Only mine is null and void.
David, please.
Huh? Right away, Michael. Should I keep the coffee boiling for you? All right, Michael. All right, this minute.
No?
This minute. Yes, it was Mike.
So?
Mr. Reynolds is keeping tight lips.
All night long.
He wants to see Teresa first.
Oh. Well,
then call, Mom.
So I'm calling. So I'm calling this second. Please, David,
all
darling.
Right, all right.
And don't make me nervous with the questions back and forth. Quiet, Roberly. Oh. Hello? Hello? Mr. Reynolds, Gardner's Gatehouse, please.
All you have to do is ask for Mr. Fernandez.
But, Roberly, please, not instructions. So I'll say the gatehouse is different from something. Hello? Hello?
No.
Are you ringing?
Yes, Marshy probably is.
Yeah, well, continue, please. Continue, please. See, I told you it's too early.
Well, are they ringing?
Hello? Hello, operator? Huh? That's not possible.
What?
No answer.
Can't be.
She's not ringing the right number.
Hello. Are you ringing correctly?
Ask for the chief operator, Ma.
Hello? Hello, connect me with the chief.
And just tell her that you want to verify the report.
So fast, Rosa, I can hear. Hello, chief.
What did you say? Tell her that you want to verify the report.
I want to verify the report. On the no-answer line. Yes, please.
What did she say, Ma?
She'll see.
She'll see.
Hello? Hello, yes? You sure?
It's not possible.
Thank you very much.
There's something wrong.
I'm sure there's something wrong.
What do you mean?
The receiver is off the hook.
Why?
If I knew why, I would know why, David. David, why and when are receivers off hooks?
Friends, the Merchant Marine needs men. Not beginners, but experienced men, skilled men. Yes, the Merchant Marine asks you experienced men who are now working in shore jobs to take to the sea again. First and second mates, chiefs, first and second engineers. Positions such as those are vacant and must be filled. Now, you who know those jobs, who've worked at them, you know it would take months, even years, before a beginner would be fitted for any one of them. And the same applies to ABs, radio operators, and firemen, oil or water tenders. Your experience is invaluable to the Merchant Marine at this time. Promotions are fast during the war, and you'll get ahead. And everyone knows when you go into the Merchant Marine, it won't be a job just for the duration. After the war, America will sail the largest Merchant Marine in her history. How can it be otherwise? Devastated countries will need supplies and materials from us in order to rebuild. Island outposts will have to be fortified. International trade will be tremendous. Don't miss out on the many opportunities the Merchant Marine has to offer. You who are skilled, highly experienced seamen, apply at once. Wire collect, Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C. Give your rating or license and address. Well, so Teresa's receiver is off the hook. Knowing her love for Edward Reynolds and her youth, almost anything might have happened. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. At the dishpan, fight waste. Don't waste soap when you do your dishes. Soap contains materials needed to fight the enemy.